Prologue. All was still. The silver rays of a full moon overhead penetrated the tree cover, bringing light to the dark forest floor. Dewdrops clung to the blades of grass, which shone in the light of the moon, making the ground sparkle like a sky full of stars. Deep in the forest, in a clearing of trees, there was a small village sleeping peacefully. Only a few villagers were smoking handmade wooden pipes, enjoying the silence of the night and the light of the moon. Small campfires glowed and cracked in the silence of the night, sending orange bright embers up into the sky. In an instant, that silence was broken. The war cry of an orc pack consumed the air, joined by a volley of arrows that rained down on the village. Peace was turned to chaos, all except for one of the men, who now had arrows embedded in his chest and head. Peace was now his forever. Orcs swarmed the village, slaughtering those who attempted to flee. As they went, they searched each hut, burning them down if they did not find what they wanted. They were looking for something, or someone. A darker-skinned orc with long black hair, with armor made from the bones of dwarves, elves, men, and orcs alike, covered his body. He had a pale, dead eye, and rode into the burning village on a wolf whose fur was black as night. Covering his skin were scars of past battles, old and new. A red and black banner rose behind him with the symbol of a boar skull, with a knife entering the eye socket and exiting through the mouth. This is the banner of the Boarskin tribe, with their chief named Borkrog Borat, who was known for his ferocity and bad temper.
"Find her," he said with a deep, rough voice. "I want her alive and unspoiled."
"Yes, chief,"
came the response from the grunts who surrounded him. They ran off with haste, knowing that if they failed, it meant a painful and slow death.